A message to our ministers and their fellow laborers. St. Helena, California, December 1, 1909. The judgments of God are in the earth, and, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, we must give the message of warning that He has entrusted to us. We must give this message quickly, line upon line, precept upon precept. Men will soon be forced to great decisions, and it is our duty to see that they are given an opportunity to understand the truth, that they may take their stand intelligently on the right side. A soul-saving message has been given by the Lord Jesus to those who minister in word and doctrine. Oh, that every minister of the gospel might feel the necessity of receiving the truth as it is in Jesus, and of giving that message clearly to those who know it not. In all our large cities, the message for this time is to be proclaimed under the influence and leadings of the Holy Spirit. The power of this influence accompanied the labors of Christ and his apostles. They united prayer and the healing of the sick with the work of teaching soul-saving truths, and their labors were confirmed by the marked evidences of inspiration in their words and deeds. By teaching and by practice, the message spoke with convincing power to the world. We need to come into close connection with Him who walked the earth as the divine healer. He came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And He calls upon all ministers of the gospel to walk in His footsteps. The healing of the sick is to accompany our evangelical work. When the Savior sent the disciples out to preach the word, He gave them power to cure diseases. They were to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke 9, verse 1, 2. This was the twofold command given them. To our ministers, the same command is given. They are to offer prayer for the afflicted, that the Lord God of Israel may take these cases under His oversight. If His workers will cooperate with Him, if they will sense the sacredness of the work that Christ did and the work He would have them do, their ministry will be marked by a sacredness that will give evidence of its heavenly inspiration. Precious light from the Word of God is ours to give to the people. Let our churches be aroused to take hold of the work. Let ministers, physicians, and all who know the truth go forth in a sensible way into the cities with Bible in hand, presenting the truth that is of such great consequence to those who will receive it. Let new places be entered and the truth presented in a clear, positive manner, as it was taught by the Lord Jesus. Angels of God will go before the workers and will be their sufficiency. Angels will be in the assemblies to make an impression upon the hearts of the hearers. Why do not our people break into the cities and present the truth in its important bearings? Let not our workers be content to go over and over again the ground where the truth is well known, while many fields are left untouched. Let workers be carefully selected to labor two and two in our cities, under the direction and commission of Jesus Christ. They should study the 14th and 15th chapters of John, opening their hearts to receive the divine instruction, and looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith. God is calling His people at this time to a long-neglected work. The work in the cities is now to be regarded as of intense importance. Let the simplicity of sanctifying truth be revealed to those who have not seen the light that shines from Jesus Christ. I am bidden to keep this matter before the attention of our people, till they shall be aroused to a sense of its importance. We need to unite and work in perfect harmony that the truth may be brought to the cities. Those who acted a part in the message in its early days should rejoice over the thought of repeating the truths whose presentation was then so signally blessed of God. Let not ill-advised lips utter words of discouragement, but plan for this work in faith, knowing that the Lord has led us hitherto. Ministers, I am instructed to say to you, you do not sense as you should the peril of souls. You do not carry as you should a burden for their salvation. Satan delights to see this, but angels of God are grieved. In the books of heaven, there is written concerning you, they have not heeded the light that has been given. The spiritual work that God would have done in human hearts is not being accomplished. As ministers of Christ, we need a new conversion. There are great blessings for those who fully surrender to the call of God. We are in constant need of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Spirituality and deep communion with God are altogether too strange to some who are bearing large responsibilities.
The Lord cannot accept as workers those who, knowing the truth, can go on day by day, carrying no real burden for those who know it not. God help us to put on the armor and to act as if we were in earnest. I am instructed to say to our people, go out into the unworked places and seek to reach souls. The truth should be everything to believers. When it becomes not only a matter of intelligence, but a quickening power in the life, believers will reveal a piety and grace that will distinguish them from the worldlings. But many who profess to be believers are unconverted. The agency of the Holy Spirit is not appreciated by them. When truth finds an entrance to the heart, it will work with convincing power. Yes, the heart is the place for the truth to begin its work. Truth is a divine sentiment, a living element that cannot help revealing itself in the life of the receiver. It will work with convincing power in the soul of the one who becomes God's messenger for the saving of the lost. Ministers and physicians, you have a special work to do. The commission is, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, verse 15-16. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18-20.